This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States expressed caution Tuesday over upbeat comments by Iran and Russia about talks in Vienna to salvage the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They say it was still too soon to say if Tehran had returned to the negotiations with a constructive approach. Iran and Russia both gave upbeat views Tuesday about talks that kicked off this week to salvage Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with global powers, although Western nations have said the negotiations are going too slowly. Iran's foreign minister said a deal was possible in the near future if other parties showed good faith, while Russia's envoy said a working group was making indisputable progress in the eighth round of talks. The original agreement lifted sanctions against Tehran in exchange for restrictions on its atomic activities, but Donald Trump pulled Washington out of the deal in 2018, a year before he became U.S. president. Iran later breached many of the deal's nuclear restrictions and kept pushing well beyond them. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Russia are expected to hold talks in January about nuclear arms control and tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. A spokesperson for the White House National Security Council told reporters the two sides would meet January 10th. That will be followed by Russia-NATO talks January 12th. And on the 13th, Russia and the United States will meet with members of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has died at age 82, Senator Chuck Schumer said Tuesday. He represented the western state of Nevada in the U.S. Congress as a Democrat for more than three decades in both the Senate